I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past week, I watched Another Round, a Danish film from 2020 that won the Academy Award for Best International Picture. It stars Mads Mikkelsen, Thomas Bo Larsen, Magnus Millang, and Lars Ranthi as four middle-aged men who decide to conduct an experiment. They decide to see what happens when a person is under the influence of alcohol all of the time. Okay, so Mads Mikkelsen plays Martin, a high school teacher who's a bit of a sad sack when we meet him. He's having a bit of a midlife crisis, having lost his passion for teaching history, getting complaints from students, and not getting the warmest treatment from his wife. Toward the beginning of the movie, he even asks her if he's the same man that she married, and she says no. He's depressed. One night, he goes to the 40th birthday party of a friend, and the guys start talking about a theory that this one philosopher has. It holds that a human being would be in optimal condition if he or she was not exactly drunk, really, but slightly under the influence at all times. The idea is, if a person could maintain a blood alcohol level of 0.05, they would be less timid and more social, but in a good, constructive way. At this dinner party, Martin is being a Debbie Downer, and his friends urge him to have a drink. He says no because he has to work in the morning, and in fact, they all do, but he finally breaks down and has a drink. As he gets a little buzzed, he opens up to his friends and talks about how he feels, probably for the first time in years. And they respond with a heart-to-heart. Next thing you know, everyone's hammered and the guys spend the night carousing. Martin goes into work the next day and decides to try teaching while under the influence. He has a little too much, though, but later tells his friends, and they all agree to test that philosopher's hypothesis. Since they're all teachers at the same school, they can stay in contact throughout the day and observe each other's reactions. From there, the alcohol affects each one differently. We stay mostly with Martin, and he does go overboard a few times, but also his life does improve in many ways. His relationship with his family gets better, and he becomes a better teacher. But will it stay that way? I really enjoyed Another Round. Mads Mikkelsen is an actor that I like, and he makes it easy for us to feel what he's feeling. I liked it a lot that Another Round is more of a morose comedy than a drama. When I started watching this thing, I didn't know exactly what it was going to be about, so I was expecting it to be much more serious, but really, for the most part, it's kind of lighthearted. The film doesn't tell us throughout that this idea of these guys is bad. We're not being lectured that alcohol is bad or anything, and it seems to be trying to explore how that experiment might really play out. The four friends here are perhaps a microcosm of a broader population. What would happen if everyone was slightly drunk all the time? Well, one of them takes it too far and his life is destroyed. One of them has mixed results. One of them seems to do fine. And then there's Martin, whose situation is more complex. Some things get better in his life, but this strategy still doesn't fix the underlying issues that he has. All the performances here, in addition to the one from Mikkelsen, are good. These four individuals are believable as a bunch of longtime friends, and Maria Bonnevi, I think, is good as Martin's wife. She feels conflicting emotions about the change in her husband. You see, actually, her starting to like him again makes her feel guilty. What does a wife think when a husband has a midlife crisis? I mean, do you just, like, have to wait for it to pass? Even if you're someone who isn't crazy about foreign films, I strongly recommend Another Round. It's a good concept that was both written and directed by Thomas Vinterberg. He makes a good, whimsical, yet moody little picture here. I give Another Round a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.